This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Two key U.S. Senators, Susan Collins and Joe Manchin, say they will vote to confirm the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. In a speech to the Senate, Collins, a Republican, cited the lack of evidence for the sexual misconduct claims made against Kavanaugh, and she added that her decision should not be understood as a denial of the importance of sexual assault claims.
I do not believe that these charges can fairly prevent Judge Kavanaugh from serving on the court.
And Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski had a different point of view.
In my conscience, because that's how I have to vote, the end of the day is with my conscience, I could not conclude that he is the right person for the court at this time.
There will be a full Senate vote on Kavanaugh's nomination later today. Meantime, White House spokesman Raj Shah says the Trump administration is fully confident Kavanaugh will be confirmed. The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Dennis Mukwege, a gynecologist treating victims of sexual violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Nadia Murad, a Yazidi human rights activist and survivor of sexual slavery by the Islamic State in Iraq. The Nobel Prizes for Medicine, Physics, and Chemistry were awarded earlier in the week. At least three Chinese nationals were killed, three others critically wounded in southwestern Central African Republic, beaten by villagers who blamed them for the drowning of a prominent local man. At a press conference in Bangui, a government spokesman said the attack would not go unpunished. Chinese embassy in Bangui did not comment. This is VOA News.